The News Services Division of Akashwani presents Employment News.
Welcome to Employment News, your ultimate gateway to career success. I'm Lucy Gabriel, and I'm here to guide you through the latest job vacancies across various sectors and government recruitment updates to help you navigate the competitive job market. Tune in and let's explore the world of vacancies together. There's something for everyone. We begin with the National Science Center, Guwahati, under the Ministry of Culture, is accepting online applications for the following post. That is, Exhibition Assistant A, one post, unreserved in Level 5, with a maximum age of 35 years. Education Assistant A, one post, UR, Level 5, maximum age is 35 years. Technician A, 4 post, unreserved and OBC, fitter, carpenter and electrical trades, level 2, with the maximum age being 35 years. Office Assistant Grade 3, 1 post, unreserved, level 2, maximum age 25. Applications should be submitted online by 31st July 2025 through the website, that is at https://bitm.online/nez-recruitment. Educational Multimedia Research Center, EMRC, Kolkata, under St. Xavier's College Autonomous, invites applications for the post of a director. Eligible candidates may apply by 1st August 2025. For eligibility criteria and application details, kindly visit www.sxccal.edu or at www.emrc.org. The Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, invites online recruitment applications, ORA, for direct recruitment to various Group A and Group B posts. Applications are open till 31st July 2025 via the ORA website. Kindly refer to the website at https://upsconline.gov.in/ora/vacancies. And the vacancies include that of a botanist, one post unreserved in Botanical Survey of India, Kolkata, in pay level 7. Assistant Drugs Controller, Medical Devices, 22 posts, unreserved EWS, OBC, SC, ST and PWD in CDSCO in pay level 11. Junior Scientific Officer, one post unreserved in Central Drug Testing Laboratory, Hyderabad in pay level 8. Detailed advertisement and instructions available on the website, that is at https://upsc.gov.in. The All India Institute of Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation, Mumbai, under the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, invites applications for one post of biomedical engineer on deputation or re-employment basis. The position is in Level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible central government officers or ex-servicemen may apply within 60 days from the date of this advertisement. For detailed notification and application format, it can be found on the Institute's website at www.aaipmr.gov.in. The Ministry of Commerce and Industry, Government of India, invites applications for deputation-based posts of Stenographer Grade 2, Level 6 and Stenographer Grade 3, Level 4 at the Office of the Development Commissioner, MEPZ, says Chennai. Eligible officers from central or state governments, PSUs or autonomous bodies may apply within 30 days from the date of publication of this advertisement. For full details and application format, kindly visit www.mepz.gov.in. Brahmaputra Valley Fertilizer Corporation Limited, BVFCL, Namrup, Assam, invites applications for the post of a General Manager HR in E8 level, unreserved category. And the maximum age is 55 years. Qualifications that are required is an MBA, a PG in HR, IR with 20 years of experience, 8 years in senior role, and a law degree is preferred. For details, kindly go on to the website at www.bvfcl.com. And the last date to apply is 29th July 2025. The Sahitya Kala Parishad, Government of NCT of Delhi, invites applications for 2 deputation-based posts, Assistant Secretary, Drama and Publication Relations Officer, both in Level 7 as per the 7 CPC. Eligible candidates from central or state governments, PSUs, autonomous bodies or universities may apply in the prescribed format through the proper channel within 60 days of this publication. For complete details, kindly refer to the website at https://skpdelhi.in. Ordnance Factory Medhak, OFMK, a unit of Armoured Vehicles Nigam Limited, AVNL, under the Ministry of Defence, invites offline applications from superannuated employees for various junior technicians. Contract posts include welder, machinist, fitter, electric, general and millwright. This is a fixed-term contract opportunity to support functional needs. The last date to apply is 21 days from the date of publication in the Employment News. For details, kindly refer to https://ddpdoo.gov.in for detailed job roles, eligibility and instructions. Gargi College, University of Delhi, invites online applications for the post of assistant professor in various subjects under academic pay level 10, as per the 7 CPC. And the last date to apply is 26/7/2025 or within 2 weeks from the date of this advertisement. For details, kindly refer to the application portal at https://rec.uod.ac.in. For more information, you may also go on to www.gargicollege.in or at www.du.ac.in. The Indian Ports Association, IPA, on behalf of Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Port, formerly Kolkata Port, invites online applications for executive-level positions in various disciplines including finance, civil engineering, administration and traffic, and estate management for Kolkata Dock Systems and Haldia Dock Complex. The last day to apply is 30th July 2025. For complete details regarding eligibility, application process and the selection criteria, kindly visit the official website at www.ipa.nic.in. As we conclude today's episode of Employment News, I hope you found valuable insights and opportunities to initiate or advance your career. Remember, the job market is full of possibilities. Stay tuned for our next broadcast, where we will continue to bring you the latest updates on job vacancies and recruitment notifications. Thank you for joining me, Lucy Gabriel. Until next time, stay motivated and keep striving for success in your career journey.
This concludes today's Employment News. The information is also accessible via our mobile application and on the website newsonair.com. We welcome your comments and suggestions regarding this program. Please direct your feedback to airnsttalks@gmail.com with Employment News as the subject line. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.